to the worst week yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we ponder if the juice is truly worth the squeeze as we're holding a live hand grenade. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, and I'm joined once again by my longtime friend, most times co-host, Dee Dee Rose, back from the desert. Deanna, how are you?
You know, I'm going to live to regret this, but at the moment, I am happy to be back. How are you?
I'm fucking so bad. Kennedy, how are you?
You know, hey, sarah, sarah.
If you did not either A, get rained on in the desert, B, get slapped in the face with an Old Navy flip-flop, or C, get your period in the middle of your workday and bleed all over your clothes in the last 7 business days, then you are not doing as bad as me, and I'm having the worst week, so suck it up.
Cool. Has anybody held you in the last 2 years? All right, let's move on. Kennedy, it's so good to see you. You and I held down the fort while Deanna was gone.
See, you've been held. You were held in the fort.
No, I was holding the fort.
Hold Dado, yes. Hold Otto, you know.
The fort does not hold back. Yeah. Kennedy and I, we did a very good job. Not of the main show, of the bonus show. We did an excellent job breaking down the Republican debate. You missed quite a spectacle, Deanna.
I'm sure I
truly
did. But yeah. Did I really miss it?
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. Did you watch it in the middle of the desert? Wait, I'm sorry. I might be getting... Were you in the desert or were you just at dessert?
I was in the desert getting my just desserts.
Key lime cactus pie.
Yes.
Got it. I understand things.
Yeah, we were in Moab. We were in Moab, Utah.
You were in the mother of all bombs?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I thought Trump dropped you on Syria 5 years ago. This is crazy.
I experienced 3 thunderstorms, but then I saw 3 rainbows. So, you know, gaycation.
That's honestly a pretty fair trade.
Yeah. And free also, I kind of thought, like, at first I was like, what the fuck? I came all the way to the desert and then I got thunderstormed on. And then I was like, wait, I'm in a place that experiences 10 inches of rainfall a year. And I was like, personally present for 20% of that. That's like pretty rare.
Yeah.
It's pretty rare. That's pretty special. I mean, I am the worst kind. Like, I get the worst kind of special treatment out there, but I do get special treatment.
If it's going to rain on your parade, it might as well be in a place that is severely impacted by drought conditions. Speaking of
being severely impacted.
Speaking of being really, really fucking dry.
Speaking of being severely impacted, let's talk about my wisdom teeth. No,
mine too. I was going to say, speaking of being severely impacted, it would be so impactful if you would head on over to www.patreon.com/worstweekyet and sign up for our Patreon. Because if you sign up for our Patreon, we got 3 levels, but if you are our most special, most treasured level, our Pizza the Hut level, we do something for you. And you know what that is? We say your fucking name.
We do say your name. And in fact, when I say we, I'm pretty much the one that says your name. So I'm going to go ahead and do that because it's my fucking job.
And much like my neighbor who rolled up playing Say My Name by Destiny's Child really loud the other day.
They're a patron.
We don't care. We don't care if you want this or not.
That's right. So buckle up, and a big thank you to You Fuck Like My Dad, Chauncey Anders, Terminally Online Leftist, Zap Actions Downer, Andrea Humphrey, Goblin Mode, Optimus Crime, The Man in the West, Nandy Angelus, Josh Troopin, Nick Adams, parentheses, Alpha Male, AJ from Baltimore, Id Next, Dragula 206, Brienne, and NASA Finger Puppets. See, thank you so much.
NASA finger fuckers.
The shockers.
Could you imagine CIA an 8th grade field trip on a spaceship? Could you imagine if like the 8th grade trip that you got fingered on was on a spaceship instead of like a coach bus?
Damn, your trips in 8th grade were a lot cooler than mine.
That would be lit.
Yeah, no, I think I've always been a hoe on the go, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to get fingered on a spaceship now that you mention it.
Yeah, if you sign up for the Patreon at $50 a month, I will find us a spaceship and we can take turns fingering each other. Patreon.com/worstweekyet. Also, listeners, if you are a patron or if you are going to become a patron, we have a fucking... a big treat for you. I accidentally found an anti-vax zombie movie called Strain 100.
Or is it?
Or is it? I don't know. You're going to have
to look. It might be pro-vax. It might be pro-zombie. Honestly, there was a lot going on. And
we're
going
to break it down for you.
All I can say with certainty about this movie is this is the future conservatives want.
This was an 85-minute movie, and I had to take a 2-hour break 40 minutes in and go outside and kill lantern flies.
So yeah, we'll be posting that later this week. I don't know when, but it'll happen. Patreon.com/worstweekyet. All right, enough of that shit.
I was trying to go for a smooth ad read, and y'all almost clowned it up, but we got it in the end.
Hey, there are very few things that I'm not down to clown, and Patreon ad reads are one of them. News. This week, a new poll was released. We've got, you know, we're a little bit away. We're a little bit away from it. Actually, we're over a year from the 2024 election, but we might as well just call it now. a new poll was released this week that says only 30% of Americans want Trump to be the nominee and only 24% of Americans want Biden to be the nominee. And I feel like that's a bad sign.
Say those numbers again.
That's pretty bad.
30% want Trump, 24% want Biden.
The other 46% just wish we were fucking dead.
And I kind of agree with them.
Yeah.
Especially me personally. It is... Also, there was a national poll that Trump is currently leading Biden. Like, that's a real bad sign, dude. That's... Man, if you can't beat the most indicted president, like, ooh, that's a bad sign. That's a bad sign there.
Maybe Jim. Joe Biden needs to get indicted for something.
Here's the thing. It's about time. The Biden crime family has gone far enough. You know, just put Hunter on the stand one way or another.
Yes. Yeah, stop hunting the hunter and start hunting the Joe.
The predator?
The Jim. The biter.
The biter is Champ Biden, and he's already been euthanized. Champ
was
the good one.
He was sent to a really happy little farm in upstate New York.
No, Champ was the sweet dog that never bit anybody and died under mysterious circumstances. I think it's Major's the one that's like eaten half the Secret Service.
Honestly, we should have sent Major to Russia. I think we would have cleared up a lot of things.
Biden needs to step down and Major needs to be installed as that. We need a dog president.
Yeah.
Major Biden, I salute you.
Commander Biden, I think that's another one. I don't fucking know.
Commander in chief.
If I had dogs, that would be their names, Commander and Chief.
That's why you don't have dogs.
Exactly. Biscuit and Gravy would never want to run this shithole country.
No, Biscuit came over here one time and then he tried to eat Emma.
He was scared to death. He didn't go anywhere near Emma. He clawed my face trying to get away from her. Biscuit tried to eat me. Yeah, okay. You know why dogs would be good presidents? Because they're fucking liars.
You know why a cat would be a good president? Because they're manipulative little freaks.
They wouldn't want the job. Kennedy, what animal would be the best president?
The cocaine hippo.
I'm going to go with, I think, a frog. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we knew that was it. That's what's next after the gay frogs. That's why Alex Jones is so concerned about the gay
frogs.
They're
trying to turn the frogs president.
They're trying to
Here's
turn the
thing.
President gay.
I think
gay.
Frog president would be a good, a reliable healthcare advocate.
Oh, yeah.
Because frogs, you know, they get rid of pests.
Mm-hmm.
Vermin. Hmm. Disease carrying things.
Also, frogs typically are pretty wet, but like they're supposed to be. Like, we've had wet presidents before, but they were like, it's like uncomfortable. Like, you're not going to, if a person is wet, you're like, dude, what's wrong with you? If a frog's wet, you're like, that makes sense. That tracks.
Due to their amphibious nature, I think that frogs are truly suited to drain the swamp.
Joe Biden seems like a dry president.
He is. He's very papery. He's crazy.
He looks like he needs some lotion real bad.
Joe Biden looks like he's made of paper mache. Maybe that's just the tism talking, but he looks like paper mache.
I would argue it might be too late for lotion to have any effect on Biden. He needs to be placed into a vat of something.
Placenta.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, remember that Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode? I want to be pure. That's what we need for Joe Biden.
I agree. Support the worst week yet in our platform of purifying the president.
Support our platform of quoting funny TV shows that are way funnier than us.
I want to putrefy the president, not purify.
I feel like he's closer to that. I feel like he's getting there without our help.
He has early onset putrefaction. It's true.
Oh, I was thinking of petrified. What's that thing where wood turns into rocks?
Petrified.
Alchemy. You're right, Deanna.
Yes. Necromancy.
Alchemy, a.k.a. physics.
Hell yeah.
This is all getting dangerously close to math. Can you talk about a goddamn news story?
Oh, no, 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 no. Alchemy is much closer to magic, which... unlike math, is real. So let's move on.
You can't spell magic without mathematics.
You can't spell.
Oh, there's no G in mathematics. God damn it.
Math magics.
Yeah. I was so close.
You were not close.
Yeah, you were. A little further off there than I think you might want to admit.
I was only off by 1G. The government is off by trillions, okay?
Okay, okay. Hey, you know what? While we're on the subject of presidents, former, past, future, present, is that the name of a Red Hot Chili Pepper song? Never mind. Donald Trump. Ever heard of him? Yeah, anyways.
Former, future president.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Also, what the fuck did you just say? Don't answer that. This is being recorded.
I think Missy Elliott said that in a song once.
Has anybody ever seen
Anthony Kiedis? Anyway.
Yeah. Has anybody ever seen Anthony Kiedis wearing an inflated garbage bag? Right in. So Donald Trump.
ever heard of him?
This week, Tucker Carlson said he proposed a new theory that Donald Trump is soon to be, wait for it, assassinated. Now, here's a quote from Tucker Carlson. Let me know if you agree with this logic. Quote, begin with criticism, then go to protest, then you go to impeachment, now you get to indictment, and none of them work? I mean, what's next? You know, graph it out, man. We're speeding towards assassination, obviously. No one will say that, but I don't know how you can't reach that conclusion.
So what was the trajectory there? What were the steps?
Criticism, protest, impeachment, indictment, assassination.
It's weird.
Criticism is the first step towards assassination. I really learned something today.
You know what? Honestly, good to know, because I wondered why being criticized has always made me feel so bad. And it's now because I know
it's because it's a threat.
It was a threat of my pending assassination.
Wait, where is revealing your assassination coordinates in this list of steps?
I think that's impeachment. I'm not sure. I don't have it. I don't have my charts completed.
You know, we've been refining
star charts.
Yeah.
We first tested this.
You know, we got 10 planets in the microwave on high right now.
That thing is going to fucking explode. I just know it. So here's the thing. I heard somebody talking about this on a podcast this week, and I do agree with them that out of all the possibilities of what could happen to Donald Trump, I think assassination is probably one of the better ones, like, for him in his current situation. Like, I know he's running for president, but I don't think he actually wants to be president again. He just wants to not go to jail.
Actually, I disagree. I don't think he wanted to be president for the first time, but I think he desperately wants it back.
Well, it's like,
because I think he's that kind of guy that it's like, you know, he doesn't value something when he has it, but if you take it away from him, he's like,
This is going to sound like a meaningless distinction, but I think he does want to win, but he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, he wants to win, but he doesn't want the prize. or he's the kind of person that's so like fixated on winning.
I want to add a little bit more nuance. I think he wants to be president for approximately 1 to 7 days.
Just enough time to go see Kim again.
Just enough time to pardon himself from some crimes and some shit like that, actually.
I think that he doesn't want to be president. He wants to be king. And so the fact that he could like possibly win the presidency, he doesn't want the presidency. He wants to run for king.
I could see that. But like, I mean, realistically, it's probably going to be hard for him to win in a general. So like, he might lose the election. He might, for a variety of things, be in like serious legal trouble. He might like, probably not, but at least potentially end up in jail for the various crimes he's committed. But if he gets assassinated, my man gets to be remembered as a hero for all time. Like, that is one of the best possible outcomes. And you know, for the NSA agents that are listening, first of all, thank you for your dedication. I'm not advocating or implying that.
Yeah, I read this week that the NSA is told to spy respectfully. So thank you.
NSA, sign up for the Patreon. It's been, you've been,
that's
here
a real article
time.
I read, by the way.
Oh my God.
We're not going to spend much time on it, but.
Dear God.
Yeah, getting assassinated, like, that's the way to go. If you've already lived the life he has, what better way to go? Do you want to like get colon cancer in a decade or two? Like, no. You want to go out on top when you can only pretend. Like, it's much harder to say you had two elections stolen. Right now, you only have to say that one was stolen, and you know, people could remember him being like, you know, what could have been. But yeah, I don't know. So
since we're like the Alex Jones of the left or whatever.
Yes.
Can we speculate that Tucker Carlson is like dropping hints Illuminati style?
He's going to be the one that does it.
I was going to say, Tucker, call me. What did you know and when did you know it?
Oh, no, because Alex Jones always does this thing where he'll say that I forget what it's called, like, some kind of magic. I don't know. It's stupid nonsense. But he'll say this thing where he's like, the globalists, they always have to tell you their plan while they're doing it. And it's like, that's honestly just a really dumb way to like contextualize your conspiracy. But what if it's true and Tucker is saying, oh, Donald Trump might get assassinated. And like, he's got, did anybody see what his left hand was doing? It was behind his back with his fingers crossed.
Oh, shit. He was making Masonic symbols with his toes, dude.
Uh-huh.
We should have known. We should have known.
Hey,
that's why they wear, that's why he doesn't wear socks with his loafers. It's so that he has free range to move his toes around.
Honestly, it's very difficult to cross your toes using, like, not with your, like, good for him. You know, he's been doing a lot of toe exercises.
I can cross some of my toes.
Well, la-dee fucking da.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot that I can't do.
Now before me.
There's a lot that I can't do. And much like me, there's a lot that the United States government can't do. One example will be our next story here. Hey, there's a government shutdown coming at the end of this month. Do you remember that?
Those are cute.
Remember? I'm so excited. You know, we've been talking about government shutdowns for so long because every time one comes, they're like, and they kick the can down the road like 3 months. And, you know, I'm sure that's what's going to happen this time, but it's nice that they pretend like it won't work out. Biden asked Congress this week if they could pass a short-term stopgap measure to prevent the government from shutting down. And they all said no, and they're going to do it anyways. I'm just honestly a little frustrated. We just keep recycling this government shutdown storyline. Like, Come on, Illuminati writers.
Well, the writers are on strike.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I didn't even think about that.
Okay.
We stand with the Illuminati writers.
But if the government had been listening to me and turned over production to Lisa Vanderpump and let this run Real Housewives style, they could have fresh content. So again, this is their own problem. But
they just need to lock Congress inside the Capitol building and get them real drunk, like MTV style. Like
dinner party from hell style.
Okay. Yeah. Like just throw something at the wall.
Like, what was that Ja Rule show?
What?
Pimp My Rule. Totally.
They need to go. They need to. I want the next presidential debate to be held Wild and Out style. Like, I want
the hype team in the crowd that runs up.
Yeah, and I want Nick Cannon to host it. And then I want the next presidential debate.
Well, I want
debate.
Nick Cannon to host a presidential debate.
Yeah, and then I want the one after that. I want Steve Harvey to host it, and I want it to be Family Feud style.
Okay, but can we get Drew Carey to host one?
Well, that's going to be the whose line is it anyways style debate.
Whose oath of office is it anyways? We've got it.
Whose inauguration is it anyways?
Hey, speaking of government-related storylines that are repeating now, Mitch McConnell fucking glitched out again this week. Did you see that?
I did. And, you know, here's the thing. I swear to God, his face, the only thing I can relate it to is like the face of somebody in a horror movie who's seeing the ghost of a child they murdered 30 years ago in the audience. Like, he just like stops and he looks so scared.
The man is not evil. The man is not unwell. He is haunted. Okay. He is cursed. And frankly, he brought it on himself. He should have never gone up into that attic and played with that old toy.
He should have never. And you know what? He never should have stolen the blood from Dianne Feinstein.
Of all the people you could steal blood from, why would you steal it from Dianne Feinstein?
Poor choice. Yeah. Poor choice.
Yeah, a lot of people on the internet were saying like, hey, like even if we don't agree with Mitch McConnell, like this is clearly like, you know, I do empathize with him. And I'm like, nah, you know what? Fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck him. The only reason
I don't empathize with Mitch McConnell whatsoever.
If he is truly unwell,
good.
Then yeah, first of all, definitely good. Second of all, he should step down because that is an option, but Kentucky has a Democratic governor who would be able to replace him, so that's not going to happen. So know what? He is currently, if he is suffering, it's in a hell that he created, and frankly there's nothing better that I would wish for
him. I swear he looks like he's seeing a ghost. Like I don't even believe in ghosts most of the time, but I think that I believe in ghosts in this instance.
How does this second occurrence fit into your Mitch McConnell is just pooping his pants theory?
Well, if I saw a ghost, I would probably poop my pants.
No, the first time I was more with the pooping pants theory, but the second time it's like, I swear to God, he sees a demon standing right at him and he stops. And they're like, Mitch, are you okay? And he's kind of like, yeah, I'm okay. Sorry. And he gets his, like, it's not like he had, like, you see when Joe Biden's brain just stops working?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that.
He doesn't freeze. He just, like, kind of, like, shuffles.
He just, like, suddenly looks out into the audience with this look of fucking fear.
And again, you know, people will say, it could potentially say like, this isn't funny. Like, you know, this is something that can happen to anyone. And, this is, you know, getting old.
No, being haunted by the ghosts of 1,000 Vietnamese children that you ordered the bombings of is not something that could happen to anyone.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm haunted by a lot of shit, but you know what? I'll sleep well tonight knowing it'll never be that.
It's very unlikely I will live long enough for this to be a reality, but just in case, if I do ever suffer from some form of Alzheimer's or dementia, you know what? I won't currently be in a position of power where I can make things harder for people purposefully. So, yeah, no, fuck him, and I hope he lives a long and terrible life, I guess. I hope if he's going to be alive much longer that it is unpleasant. Is that okay to say? Is that too spicy for you, liberals?
Ooh, are you You getting all offended with your little PC sensibilities out there, you conservative fucks.
Political Mitch McConnell correctness. That's too many words. Hey, let's talk about this. This week, a Texas mother was arrested for murder after her daughter came home with a black eye and said she had left her abusive boyfriend of 2 years, and the mom went and shot and killed him. And I will say,
respect.
In a state like Texas, I don't think that's a crime. I understand she wasn't technically standing her ground, but if you interviewed, I'm going to say, 10,000 Texas parents and said, hey, if somebody was hurting your daughter, would you kill them? I think you'd get 12,000 yeses.
I mean, I'm a non-Texan, non-parent, and my answer is yes.
For sure, for sure. And I mean, I'm just saying, like, Texas specifically.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like that sentiment would be even stronger there.
But I mean, if you grew a person inside you, and then if you grew a person inside you and then shoved them out your hoo-ha, that's the, I mean, what ground is there more to stand, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, that is the ground to stand on.
That's the standingest ground,
strongest,
you know?
Possible ground to stand on, I think. But I will say, I wish we could bring back just beating the fuck out of people. I feel like Americans, we're so fast to just kill people now. And it's partially because, you know, if you beat the shit out of somebody, then they take you to court and it's a whole pain in the ass situation. And I wish I was joking, but like, really, that is the reality that we've created in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, I really think that, like, rather than sending people to jail as much, we should just be like, for different crimes, we should just be like, you get a certain amount of time to just beat the shit out of this person.
Like,
if they steal your car, you can beat the fuck out of them for 2 straight minutes. If they abuse your daughter, it's more like 10.
You know,
maybe
what?
20.
And earlier, you get to use a baton.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, we really saw this. We really saw this come to life here in Pittsburgh at the Morgan Wallen concert, when somebody was holding the bathroom, the porta potty door, while their daughter was in the bathroom. Some drunk girl like came up on the mom, and they started fighting. And what, the daughter came out of the bathroom and just beat the fuck out of these people. Like, she tried to stuff that girl in a porta potty, and then and then the girls that got their ass beat just fucked off, and the girl that did the ass beating got offered a spread in Playboy, and you know what, she accepted. And that's a true American dream right there, is beat somebody's ass and then
somebody buys your nudes. Hell yeah. Yeah, there's no better way to do it.
Right. I would, you know what? I would beat someone's ass on behalf of my mom. And if that means people want to buy my nudes, fine.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Anyways, beat people up.
I respect that.
But so what's going to happen to this lady? Because
no
this
clue.
Sucks.
She has been arrested for murder. She admitted that she shot the dude in cold blood. So, I mean, technically that's not legal. I get it. But like, come on.
Don't admit that it's premeditated.
Right.
Come on.
You gotta
just
say,
be like, I went over there to discuss it with him. I had my gun with me because I'm a Texan. No further.
Well, that is actually the way she explained it, was that she went there to hold him at gunpoint until the cops could come arrest him, and then he like tried to shove her, and then she shot him. But the cops were like, I don't know, why were you there with a gun? And I'm like, dog, you're a cop in Texas. What the fuck do you mean? Why was anybody anywhere with a gun? I don't know. We'll see. This is a newly developing story. I'm sure there's going to be some kind of legal battle. I hope, you know, at the very least, she gets some kind of reduced sentence, or like, you know, maybe it could be a nice little warning or something.
I think a jury of her peers will probably show some leniency based on precedence.
Let's hope so. Kennedy,
hang on.
The fucking Zoom is
zooming.
Zooming.
The Zoom be zooming. You know what?
Zoom, 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 zoom.
I don't even.
This don't sign up. The Zoom is currently telling us that we are running out of time because I forgot that there was a or I didn't realize that there was a thing here. Don't do all that. We don't need this right now.
Why? I don't care.
Okay, fine. So what for the listeners
it's
at home,
16,
we are
you know what? Somebody sign up. Two people signing up for the Patreon at the Pizza the Hut level will cover this monthly subscription of Zoom that I am paying for right now.
For the listeners at home, we have been interrupted by a pop-up message that says the Zoom call is going to end. This is actually the third Zoom call we have attempted today. We have suffered major technical difficulties on this podcast and this recording. So I'm glad you're here. You motherfuckers better be grateful because I almost flipped the table and walked out. Not really. I don't even know. Kennedy, are you even still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Carry on.
My way. Meow, 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 meow. Hey.
Wow.
You know who sucks?
Who?
Elon Musk.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Totally agree.
I am not a fan, but you know who you would think is a fan? People who attended an in-person video game contest. A professional sporting event for video games. You'd think people that would do that would be Elon fans, right? Like, if anybody was.
Maybe.
Sounds likely. Like, at least the Venn diagram has a lot of people in the middle.
So this week, Elon Musk attended the championship for some game called Valorant, which I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Vaguely aware that it exists. I don't really know what it is.
So he showed up, and the crowd astonishingly booed him like crazy and started a chant of bring back Twitter.
What?
He went to this competition and they showed him on the big screen or whatever, and the whole crowd just started booing and saying bring back Twitter. Now, according to Elon, it was, 90% cheers, only 10% boos. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's what he said last time. He probably thought of a new one this time. It's very funny. It's very funny. There's nothing else to that story. I just wanted to tell you guys that Elon Musk got booed off stage.
You know what? Thank you for that, because I fucking hate that guy. And every day he does something that is even more embarrassing than what he did the day before. Today he was posting memes about how he retained no information from going to college. This is your boy King Genius, y'all. This is the one. This is the anointed one, the one you've placed on high, not we, because I've always thought that motherfucker looked like melting wax. But like, just every day he does something embarrassing, and it makes me happy to know that he is being booed in real time.
It is.
I mean,
this
is why he had to buy Twitter, is because he's like unlikable in real life. So,
yeah, it's great to see. I think more people should get booed. That's not a suggestion that you start booing us, listeners. We only want your cheers. We want your adoration.
Let's be real. You don't have to start booing us.
Yeah. So that's all I've got. Fuck Elon Musk. Hey. You want to hear a funny story? This week, residents of the town of Holton, Ontario, which is kind of near Toronto, it's like a suburb or something, I don't fucking know, they received an alarming message after a truck carrying millions of bees dropped them.
Okay.
A bunch of bees fell off the back of a truck. Like, literally 5
million. Hey, where'd you get these bees?
5 million bees fell off this truck.
What kind of...
The residents got a message that said, there are 5 million bees loose and they are angry.
So, like, I'm imagining that what happened is that they were in some kind of, like, apparatus and like whatever container they were in fell off the truck and the bees got loose.
Yeah.
But like,
no, this wasn't just like a tanker truck that was just full of liquid bees or anything.
No, I didn't think they were liquid bees. I just thought they were regular bees and somebody opened the back door and all the bees flew out. Like, I like that mental image better. I like envisioning the bees just
flying out. I like a truck full of
out.
Loose bees.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I prefer
I'm
a truck full of loose bees.
Liquid bees theory now.
Yeah, I don't know about liquid bees, but...
I started saying it, and I'm like, it's only a matter of time before somebody reminds me that I thought that bees were getting vaccines injected to them with tiny little bee-sized needles.
What if the bees were getting injected with liquid bees? What if the vaccine the bees were getting injected with was just liquid bees?
Whoa, beeception. Womp, 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 womp.
We need to investigate Bert.
Bert?
Yeah.
Bert's bees?
Where's oh,
he?
Yeah.
I almost said we need to investigate Bert B, but that's not his name. He's just Bert.
Bert of the bees.
Bert of Bert. The bees. Bert, Bert, Bert of the bees.
Great news. This meeting now has unlimited minutes.
We just Whoa. Upgraded. We now, between the two of us, pay for two Zoom accounts.
Oh, no, I'm going to delete this as soon as we're done.
Oh, okay. Well, the important thing is that we kept the podcast going. Aren't you so grateful, listeners?
Mm-hmm. I felt like... I felt like I was, like, in an action movie where I had to, like, defuse a bomb before it exploded on a child. Like,
oh, that's kind of exciting.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, I needed to, like, get the payment information squared away before we got kicked off the feed. Anyways, patreon.com/worstweekyet.
Hell yeah. Hey, you know, earlier, Deanna, when you were telling us about your trip out to the mother of all bombs, you were talking about getting rained on in the desert. And holy shit, was that a premonition? Do you know what's happening right now at Burning Man?
Yeah, Burning Man got more women wet this weekend than the entire alpha male incel community combined this year.
Maybe, you know, I just want to say...
Lifetime.
This is a very interesting moment because I think it's the first time climate change has affected the rich.
Yeah, you know... They're all going to learn. You know, I've heard people say they learned a lot about the world at Burning Man. Never heard them say, I learned that bad things happen.
And it's our fault. I want to, you know, when I think about it, it's just such a waste of like a burn a guy in effigy moment. Like, if you're going to like burn a guy in effigy, it should be about something more than people like cosplaying being hippies or cosplaying hardship or cosplaying like be like countercultural
yeah,
relationship
they're essentially
to the
cosplaying
arts.
Counterculture.
It's bizarre.
It just occurred to me that I guess I didn't actually explain anything that's going on. So, listeners, if you haven't heard, Burning Man, which happens in some lake bed in Black Rock, Nevada, it's like an ancient lake bed, and they got like half an inch of rain or something, or like 3/4 of an inch of rain, which that's like more rain than it usually gets most months, and it got it all in one night. So the entire lake bed just kind of turned to mud. So no vehicles could go in or out. And so everybody just got this message on like Friday afternoon that was like, hey, conserve food and water. We can't leave and nobody can come here. So not really sure what exactly is going to happen. There's about 70,000 people in the middle of this desert in this lake bed. And I've read that it takes like 3 to 4 days before the ground dries out enough that you can drive on it. And it might rain again tonight as we're recording this, which would mean like Burning Man's supposed to be over as of today, as of Sunday when we're recording. It's supposed to end and people leave. But if they're there for like another 3-4 days after today because it rained again, that food and water gets scarce. They can't empty the porta potties. Like, you know,
people start running out of drugs, and then you got motherfuckers coming down off weird shit.
The only thing worse than being
fire festival, baby.
Let's go.
Burning Man is fire festival. What are the odds?
I need there to be a documentary about this yesterday. Like, I need it to already be out.
Well, here's the thing. I have a friend who's there, like, she's not rich or anything. She just happened to go out there with a couple friends or whatever. And she's like, yeah, I mean, it's like messy, but everything's kind of fine. But the thing is that they have enough supplies for up till today. Like if they're there for three or four more days, then people are going to start maybe killing each other or something. I don't know. Lord of the Flies. It's not.
I mean, good. They're literally in this horribly inhospitable place where that you just shouldn't do something like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, they're like, haha, we defy God or whatever by coming here.
And
it's like, well, God's defying you this time, buddy.
And I think about how, like, okay, so I was just in the desert and I was in some national parks and I was on federal land, which, like, these people are also on federal land. Like, the lake bed that they're in is federal land. So, in theory, I mean, there should be no drugs there, and maybe they'll just all... maybe like a bunch of rich people will get arrested for drugs, but probably not. More likely, they're just going to destroy the microbiomes in the biological soil crust that exists in that environment. Oh, I mean, they're
ruined. Let me just
ruined.
Be clear. Like, the entire desert ecologies are really fragile.
And really interesting.
And they have utterly destroyed that one forever. It will never recover.
Yeah, it's... Oh, ever. I know that it is destroyed, but, like, the fact that these people are seeing such an instant turnaround for the kind of destruction that they are, like, actively creating...
I will say my only real complaint about this is that because Elon Musk has incentivized Twitter to just get people to yell at each other... You can't really, it's like really hard to find like on the ground updates about this. Like, this
yeah,
is
Twitter,
the exact kind of thing.
2019
Twitter
you
in.
Would have had all the information, all of it.
Because now there's just people posting fake shit because it'll get traction because, you know, blue checks will think it's real because they're fucking idiots. Like, I've seen so many posts about the Ebola outbreak happening at Burning Man. And like, I Googled it because I was like, I'm pretty sure that this is just a joke, but like, I don't know. You can't find any actual information one way or the other on Twitter. I Googled it and I saw something that I've never seen before. The Google result, it wasn't even like a link you could click on. It was like, there are many false reports coming in right now. Please check back later. I've never seen that.
I've seen it. I saw it once during COVID time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I saw it once during COVID time, but I can't remember like what specifically it was geared towards. But to your point, somebody that I follow on Twitter shared actually a story or shared like a tweet that was satire. I felt clearly satire. It was about like Pfizer branded helicopters flying blood from Kaiser Permanente Children's Hospitals to like drop off blood nourishment to C-level executives. And then there were all these comments that were like, wait, is this real? Is this happening? Like, no, like just because somebody wrote the word breaking in all caps at the start of their clown tweet doesn't make it any less of a shit post. Read for satire, folks. Damn.
I am pretty sure that somebody died under mysterious circumstances the night that it rained. I did see like an actual news thing about it, not just tweets. But there's very limited information because they're like a self-governing, quote unquote, organization in the desert. So like it's not like there's... like somebody to really investigate it. They're all like, let's figure this out ourselves. So, somebody died or was murdered. We're not sure.
Okay, but it's fine actually because I heard Benoit Blanc is there.
Okay.
But here's the other thing. Yes, he will solve it.
Oh, I just remembered who that is. I'm back on board.
Wow. Alrighty.
Tell me that wouldn't be the perfect third Knives Out though.
Holy shit. Actually, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. At any rate, the fuck was I gonna say? God damn it. Oh, I saw a news story about someone dying at Burning Man. Someone died at Burning Man under mysterious causes or mysterious circumstances in 2019.
Well, no, I saw a story from 2 days ago.
Oh, it was because I saw one.
Yeah, I'm sure people have died there before.
No. I was going to say I've seen one going around like since this was happening, but it was a story from 2019.
Yeah, no, this thing that I saw, and again, I'm not 100% sure, but it said that they died during the rain. Like that's whenever they found that they were dead. So I don't think think it rained last. I don't know if it's ever rained at Burning Man. I also could not figure that out, but I
also
didn't look that hard.
2019.
Yo,
was
I
not
bet
last
there's
year.
A serial killer that operates out of Burning Man.
Why
it's
wouldn't
probably
there be?
Nicolas Cage's character from fucking Ghost Rider. That's the original Burning Man.
I think it's H.H. Holmes.
I got
Back from the Dead.
Wait, H.H. Holmes? Don't you just mean Triple H? Let's move on.
I mean Degeneration X.
Hey, fuck the police. I don't really want to spend much time on this other than just to say the police are psycho murderous killers. This week, police in Ohio executed a woman named Takiya Young. Did I get the name
right?
Yes. She was in a store. The store thought she was stealing stuff. And then she like left the store, got into her car, and police like surrounded her car with guns aimed at her. She tried to drive away, and the cop shot her in the fucking head and killed her. She was pregnant. They killed both mother and child. And
I looked into this, by the way. The cop who shot her, pro-life.
Not very pro-life of you, Chad.
Yeah.
Pro-life individual.
There's not a lot to say about this. I mean, this kind of thing happens. If it happened once a decade, it would be too much, but it happens, every fucking week. There's another murderous cop killing somebody, an unarmed black person in this country, and it's really disgusting. I did just want to, not talk about it, but I don't really have anything positive to say other than, again, fuck the police.
Yeah, it's not funny. There aren't any jokes to be made, and in addition to the fact that she was pregnant with a child, she had other children also at home.
Also
already outside the womb. So
I couldn't find anything to verify this, but the fact that I couldn't find anything to verify this leads me to believe that it's true. She said I didn't steal shit, and there was no, the cops didn't say anything like, well, we did recover stolen. I think she didn't steal anything and she was just being racially profiled and she got executed by the state for it.
And even if she did steal something,
for sure,
the penalty for petty theft is not the death penalty. Shit, you have to steal more than $1,000 worth of stuff for it even to be a felony.
And, you know, there's lots of people that will say, like, well, she drove her car into the cop. It's like, man, if somebody's pointing a gun at you, they are already threatening your fucking life. Like, it's just because you're an officer of the state, like,
unless you assaulted their daughter, then she is just holding you until the cops get there.
Yeah, this has become a little too... Hey, let's talk about another story that has to do with cops that's a little more fun.
Did some of them die?
Oh, that would be very fun. No, this is just a little fun.
Wait.
What?
What if the 5 million bees were released to go after the cops, like the bees that went after the cops at the protest?
ACAB does not include bees. All cops are bee targets. ACAB'd.
Mm-hmm.
This week, a bakery in San Francisco decided to enforce their policy that no one is allowed to enter the building with a weapon, which means that the cops can't go inside, and they're so mad. They're like, they're refusing to serve police officers. And the restaurant was like, you can come in here, you just can't bring your gun. The cops are like, ah, blah, blah, blah.
Incredible.
So, yeah.
But didn't you know, like, Blue Lives Matter, they can't take that uniform off, and the gun is part of the uniform. See, they were born in the uniform, and they have to stay in the uniform. Otherwise,
you
how
think
will...
this a fucking costume? It's a way of taking lives. Holy shit, that's dark. Hey.
I thought you said we were going to have more fun with that one.
Look.
Yeah, what the fuck, Andrew?
The cops can't get donuts. That's the important
part.
That is
funny.
You know who else can't get donuts? Joe Biggs, former leader of the Proud Boy. Can't get donuts because he is
the proud boy. Just the one. He's the leader of the one proud boy.
He can't get donuts because he is now going to jail for 17 years for his part in January 6th. So, he will not be having donuts for quite a while. I don't know. Do they have donuts in jail?
I think so, but he's probably,
not good donuts.
I think this is going to make a lot easy for him because babies that he saw save the dates for before he goes in will be, or babies that he saw gender reveals for, before he went in will be, barely legal by the time he gets out. So,
wow. Good for him.
Yeah. Good for, no, none of that is good. Hey, do you guys remember COVID-19?
No.
Nope.
Yeah. Well,
mine and Kennedy's one brain cell just high-fived so hard.
So, you know, I don't want to alarm anybody, but apparently, allegedly, it's getting bad again. The wastewater levels are testing a lot of COVID. There's the hospitalizations are rising. So the reason I wanted to talk about this is because this week, so many conservatives have come out with their strong stance that they will not comply with the next round of lockdowns. And I think that's really funny. Because that is never happening again, even if COVID starts killing everyone.
Yeah.
We are never going to get another lockdown. Like,
maybe.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Maybe COVID is going to assassinate Donald Trump.
It already tried and it failed.
It tried.
But you know what? It evolved. It went underground. It trained. It got stronger.
The COVID training montage.
Yeah. Yeah. A little. Eye of the tiger.
Just putting a mask on a punching bag and
dodging it. It kicks over a Dyson air filter.
So I just want the listeners to know, we also will not be complying with any COVID lockdowns, which is the thing I can say because there won't be any. So I get to sound tough.
I also just want to point out how absolutely crybaby privileged it is to refer to like being told, hey, you can't go to Cracker Barrel, stay in your house, here's some money, don't die. It's so very fucking privileged to even refer to that as any sort of a lockdown. Especially because the most common context for a lockdown is a prison context wherein like conditions become so significantly and demonstrably worse for people being held in jails that it is incredibly traumatizing and terrible. And these people just like were told, hey, oh, stay home and like just sit there. Just sit there. Don't go out unless you need to. And that constituted a lockdown in these people's minds.
But that's typical conservative martyrdom complex where it's like the slightest inconvenience. They're like, oh, this is as bad as my life is as bad as somebody who's living under the Taliban or something. And it's
right.
Like
it could barely even be construed as a shutdown. And people want to call it a lockdown and then are planning some like rebellion against sanctions that are never coming. I mean, remember
this
when
this apparently unavoidable government shutdown will do more damage.
Yeah. Wait, do y'all remember when like back in the times people were saying that like after COVID or because of the shutdown, like this is how martial law was going to be. Do y'all remember that at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have a martial law degree, actually.
If that's what martial law is going to be like, real laid back.
Chill. Very chill. Like somehow martial law would be more chill than Marshall Mathers.
Yeah,
you know what was going on during martial law?
What was going on?
Shot less people per week. There were less mass shootings per week. immunocompromised people were living their best lives.
Deanna is like, she went to go get her GoPuff that she got delivered, and she just said something to me from across her house, and I didn't hear it. I have headphones on. Kennedy, what's your favorite kind of potatoes?
Maybe latkes or maybe scallops.
Latkes?
Yeah.
Wow. Incredible. I saw a picture of mashed potatoes today that were like borderline pornographic. Or it wasn't a picture, it was a video. Oh.
Any kind of fried potatoes high on my list, personally.
I like a home fry, but goddamn, you have to have it crispy on the outside and soft on the inside. You can fuck up a home fry pretty bad. They can be too dry. They can be too wet. I guess it's the only two ways they could be. But you get a home fry right, that's a good fucking potato right there.
What's your favorite way to eat a Lego?
Long.
Bringing back a old bit.
Sorry, I don't know why that took so long. That man was outsmarted by trying to take a photo of my ID to prove to GoPuff that I was old enough to buy what I bought.
A bomb. All right, let's. I don't know how good of a job I did editing that together or apart. I believe the last thing, listeners, you heard was Deanna with, you had a joke. I forget what it was.
I made a Marshall Mathers joke. I said,
it was hack. Yeah. Let's move on.
Fuck you. It was a martial law Marshall Mathers joke.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad we're friends. But you know what I'm not glad about?
What?
The fact.
That we're friends?
That we're friends. No.
Good bit, everyone.
I am deeply troubled. I am upset. I'll say it. I'm triggered by the fact that cancel culture has struck again.
Oh, come on.
That's right. This time, you know who's getting canceled? Or I guess I should say what? Beer. Specifically, more than two beers a week. Now, this came out this week where the director of the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, which, first of all, what kind of institute is that? The fucking party pooper you, dude? Come on, dude.
Not you. Calling my Marshall Mathers joke hack and then saying party pooper you, dude.
I'm an artist.
You're a fartist. That's not the same.
Yeah, I was going to say fartist is probably the appropriate, especially because you made a poop joke.
I'll take it. Look, either way, the director of the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism said this week that they are recommending that the Department of Agriculture should change its guidelines to recommend that American adults have no more than two drinks per week. Can you believe that? The government doesn't want you to drink too much so that you hurt your body. The nanny state doesn't want us getting wasted. I can't, you know, when this country was founded, they drank so much they died young. Like, they didn't care. You could live to be 36 and be old. But no, now everybody wants to, I want to live to be 80, dude, and not have a good time doing it. Like, I don't want to party, bro. I want to pay taxes. Fuck that shit. This country is a hellhole. But you know what? Some Americans are fighting back. Specifically, right. None other than friend of the pod, Senator Ted Cruz. Friend of a pod, not this one.
I really hope that the conservatives just respond to this by just binge drinking as hard as they can,
but not Bud Light. Here we go. It's so complicated because, like, don't drink too much, but then, you know, boycott Bud Light, but then drink a lot in protest of not drinking. Too many
Bud Lights do you have to drink where the fact that you're not supposed to do it is canceled out by the fact that you're not supposed to do it? Anyways, Ted Cruz released a video this week, and oh my God, is it the most pathetic thing. And Ted Cruz has done a lot of pathetic things. This might be the top of the chart. He is sitting in like a dimly lit bar. I'm sorry, he's standing in a dimly lit bar with like six random fucking King of the Hill extras behind him, just like an allotment of just fat dads just standing behind him.
Regular barbecue guys just yeah. all lined up.
Yeah, dudes that have never even thought about trying to make their partners come. Just standing behind him, and he's like, well...
Dudes that think women can't.
Dudes, yeah, exactly, exactly.
Actually, no, there's exactly one dude in that group that's obsessed with how good he is at eating pussy.
And he does it once a year on her birthday. So they're just these five or six dudes are just standing behind him in silence while he stares at the camera and is like, the American government wants to take it away your ability to drink beer, and I say that's you can take this beer out of my cold dead hands. And then he like takes the cap off a beer and has a sip of it. And the guys behind him, like, they're not doing this on cue. This is not something that they look like they've rehearsed at all, but they realize that, like, given the context of the video, they all probably should take a sip. And so they do it, like, very haphazardly. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, we should all drink. Okay, yeah.
They're already drunk. They're so drunk they missed the cue. They actually had, this was the 472nd take, and they still couldn't get it.
How many times did they open these beers and take the sip? And
it was definitely more than two beers. They used up like a 6-week allotment of beers each.
I feel like not enough notable politicians are just like visibly drunk. Like, I want to see some.
Shout out to Kamala Harris.
She's got my vote. The only vice president who fucking
the wheels
parties,
on those
dude.
School bus do be going round and round, my dear vice president.
Yeah. So can't stress this enough. The Department of Agriculture changing their guidelines on recommendations. Nobody's going to try and stop anybody from drinking. They're just saying what's healthy and what's not. So. Trying to pretend like you're protesting anything by drinking more than two beers a week. There's no rule you're breaking that nobody's enforced. It's just pathetic. It's dork
pathetic.
Shit.
Yeah. I mean, and then once the agricultural lobbyists get involved and they start talking about like hop farmers or whatever.
If there was corn in beer, you would be required to drink a case a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've just got one more story left. Unfortunately, we have now lost Kennedy.
I'm here.
This has been trials and tribulations. Honestly, this feels more. This
ain't
feels
go anywhere.
This feels worse than a 7-mile hike through the desert on a 100-degree day. Also, Kennedy, when you came back, I thought you had no pants on.
I knew you had pants on.
They're salmon colored. I'm not that red. I know I'm red, but like, come on.
They don't look red at all on the computer. They look beige at best. Tan.
Ooh. Look, there's my knee.
Now I can see. Now they are a lively. You know what? They're a lovely shade of pussy hat pink.
This has been.
This is my pussy riot moment or something. I think.
This has been our segment. What kind of pants is Kennedy wearing? As I said, we have one more story left, and this has never happened in the history of this podcast, but cancel culture has struck again.
Yes. I mean, no. I mean, go on, I guess.
This really pains me to say. I'm really upset. I'm really upset. Because this week, Taco Bell has decided to do wrong. Taco Bell announced that they will be the first company to go completely cashless. Taco Bell is canceling cash. And this is a betrayal.
Does Taco Bell understand how many of their customers are on the way to or from buying drugs, which is a largely cash-based market?
Does Taco on their way or to or from buying alcohol, which, although it is not entirely cash-based, tends to operate on cash.
Well, what I want to know, Andrew, is what did you do to somebody? Like, who's
yeah, who did you offend, bro?
Right, like, why are they just coming for your lifestyle's neck like this? Like, what really, like, the handful of things that you enjoy, and really they tried to come
like
for two of them.
Like, ice cream men with your fistfuls of dollar bills, no longer welcome at Taco Bell.
They're just trying to force you to deposit your money, and then you're like, can't even drink enough beer to want the fucking Taco Bell. The fuck?
If you can only drink two beers per week, Taco Bell's going out of business, okay? All right?
If Taco
people
Bell
are not
doesn't...
hung over with their mouths just perfectly numb from the night before's excess, and the only thing that can penetrate the fucking wall of just drug and filth that has coated your tongue is just an enormous amount of grease and salt.
Yeah.
Taco Bell's going out of business.
Yeah, if they're not, if there are not people who are so fucked up that any food is as likely to make them throw up as any other food, to the point at which Taco Bell might as well be that food, what's going to happen?
I lost the train on that. Here's the thing. Taco Bell, fuck you. If you don't want my $37 for one person's single meal that I'm going to spend, then you don't get it.
You know what? I'm opening a taco chain where we only take cash.
Cashfortacos.com. You need billboards. Okay. Folks, we've got to wrap this up. I have so much to do, so much to say. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? Okay. You never shine if you don't know.
You never grow if you don't glow.
Hey now, Kennedy, Deanna,
yes.
Where can people find you?
Nope.
All right.
Yeah. Eating tortilla chips on the front of house side of a kitchen line, disassociating.
All right. And patreon.com.
You can catch me outside. How about that?
How about that?
Catch me if you can, fuckers. You can't.
Patreon.com/worstweekyet, where you can catch us talking about the film Strain 100.
But you cannot catch Strain 100.
Well,
or can you?
I don't know how vaccines work, but I'm pretty sure they're either good or bad, and there's no in between.
But there are liquid bees.
Go to liquidbees.net.
Cash for bees.
Cash for bees.
If you've got more than a million bees, well, you'll be really happy with what can happen to your day.
If you've got long-term payments and you need bees now. All right. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back with more bad news.
No, it's the opposite. If you've got bees now and you need long-term payments.
JG Wentworth is going to fucking shit himself. Okay. Bye, listeners.